stories, and I love telling stories. I love bringing you stories, and the story behind is really an opportunity for me to bless you with the stories behind your favorite songs, you know, from local tracks to international tracks. I delve deep into the archives. I found many YouTube videos of Lil Nas X talking about Montero, Call Me By Your Name, and the importance of the track to him. It's called The Story Behind. I've compiled the whole thing. It's live on the app, and it's live on air right now. Check it out.
Getting the stories behind your favorite songs on the Top 40 on 5.
I was like, how can I steal three rappers' names and put it into one name?
Lil Wayne, Nas, and DMX.
No. Like, dead serious. I mean, of course you guys know about the account. I had that account.
Yep.
And I was like, I wasn't going to do music, like, for real. I was just going to post something because I was bored, and I was supposed to be doing some college work. And I posted a song to my followers. And I was like, oh, every rapper name got Lil, and, you know, Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi. So what if I was Lil Nas? Ha, ha, ha. And I end up, like, keeping it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we add the X on.
Lil Nas X has blessed us with some of our favorite tracks on the Top 40 on 5, from That's What I Want and Industry Baby. The Atlantan has dominated the charts. One of our favorite tracks, though, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, left the chart back in December, but it reached a high of number 5 before exiting after 35 weeks.
This success, I feel like I'm much more in control of, you know. Like, I feel like I have the reins on it, and I'm making my calculated moves in the way I feel I need to make them. And I feel like anybody that's pissed off are the exact people that need to be pissed off.
And success it was. But where did the song come from? After one of the many lockdowns, as we have experienced over the last few years, Montero himself found the vibes with someone on a night out.
It was like so super literal. It literally was something that had just occurred like the day before. And I was like, okay, how do I make sure I'm telling this as if it were a story? You know how Usher has a song like, You Got It Bad? I'm already like falling for this person who I just met, you know? It's like, I got it bad. It wasn't the actual call. It was a DM, but, you know, the call works better for this song. It was really scary because when COVID first started, I was, like, completely shook. I didn't even let family and friends come around me because I'm, like, I get real scared with that kind of. But it was really dope, like, going out and seeing actual humans and having human interaction for that night.
And what about the most catchy part of the song? The one we all scream sing. Call Me By Your Name is actually a movie from 2017. About dealing with your own sexuality.
Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. I mean, I watched that movie around the exact same time. It was like everything just lined up for this song to be created pretty much. And that was like one of the first like gay films that I had like watched. And I thought the theme was so dope of like calling somebody by your own name as lovers and like trying to keep it between you two kind of thing. If you watch the movie, it's just like, it takes you to another world. The way everything is shot, the way the dialogue goes on, the way the background sounds are used, it's like everything about it, it's so artsy. And I was like, oh, this is cool as f-. This is more than just that, you know?
The story behind.
So there you have it, a full recap of what Lil Nas X Montero, Call Me By Your Name means, not only to the artist, but I think to us as well, to Journey. It's so, so beautiful. That is live on the app, by the way, so go check it out. Go download the app if you haven't downloaded it. But it is live as we speak, the story behind Lil Nas X's Montero, Call Me By Your Name. And naturally, we have to play it. So check it out.